Namaskaram listeners, Om Shanti, this is Ashwini Yogi speaking and it's 5:10 PM here in Hyderabad. Well, yesterday I visited a Bengali pandal where they are celebrating Dasehra and I was amazed to see the crowd. I mean, the Bengali community came out in large numbers and I think it's not just Bengali community but I think other people from the community also came in to participate with the for the Dasehra festival and they had set up a huge idol of Durga Ma and it was fascinating to see the decorations and you know the puja that was going on and they had set up a stage where performances were being done by artists. So there was this Ram Leela that was going on in Bengali and the Bengali woman were also pretty well dressed in a typical Bengali fashion. And, you know, it's amazing to see the atmosphere and just absorb it. So that happened at around 8 o'clock in the evening. Actually, it's my usual time to go to sleep. But I was quite tempted to go out and actually get the vibe of the Dasehra festival because the place is right opposite where I live, the Issa Marvin City. So there's Narain Palace where they have taken this place for, I think, the next 10 days. And there has been festivities going on. There was no place for parking, let me tell you that. So luckily we didn't have to take our vehicle out. This is just, you can say, a 50-meter walk from my house. We also visited the food stalls. And the smell of the food, you know, really tempted me to go out and taste the Bengali food. Most of the food is fried stuff and fish is the main item. They have this chop, I don't know, this it's like a tikka, I think they call it. But they call it chop. The fish chop, chicken chop. Then they have this rolls, you know. Chicken roll and other rolls. So, yes, we tried a few rolls and we tried a few chops also. We tried a fish chop and we tried bit-creep fry, again a fish type of fry. Then we also tried, mishti doi, kulfi. You name it, we tried it. We even brought chole bhature. It was rasgullas. Basically, it was a feast. And we just wanted to try the Bengali food and see how it is. And of course, chole bhature doesn't fall under the Bengali food. But, you know, just seeing people eating this hot chole and bhature was quite tempting for us. We tried some kebabs also. So, after coming back, I think I came back at around 9:15 or 9:30-ish. Had my shower and then I went off to bed at around 10:30. So, I was so full that I had to sit for some time before hitting bed. So I finally hit bed at 10:30 and woke up at around 4 o'clock. And my objective today was mainly to focus on my book on breathing. I had to just finish the topic of mewing. When I woke up, I was really feeling full from the yesterday's food that I had to walk for at least half an hour after I did my morning meditation and all to finally sit and work on doing any kind of work. I finished writing the subject on mewing, did some lot of research, lot of reading. You know, the only aspect of writing a book is that the number of research articles you need to read is huge, you know, it's endless because you don't want to end up writing something which is half-baked or not true. So you have to keep researching on it, try to find out the exact thing, practice on these concepts before you implement them. So did that, and I also did the breathing exercises today, and I was completely off social media. I've transported my number from Vodafone to Jio, but I was quite surprised that the number was not being activated. So I actually went to the Jio Mart along with Seema, and they said that until unless your Vodafone number doesn't get switched off, this won't get activated and it's going to take time. And so I came back hoping that, okay, you know, it will finally switch. I plan to have my, you know, fasting, 24-hour fast. I completely forgot that I have to do this 24-hour fasting because of this puja thing. And so I fasted till lunch and then had my lunch at around 2 o'clock. So I must have approximately fasted for around 18 hours or so. Yeah, approximately. But yeah, I'm happy that I could enjoy the festivities. It's just once in a year that we have these festivities coming up. And but I'm too full of sugar, you know. I'm high on sugar, I will tell you, because everything is so sweet. You know, I'm still having the sweetness lingering in my tongue. So just preferring a very light dinner, which I had just had Nendra Param. That's the Kerala Param that we have for dinner. And I'm already full with that. Well, that's how my day went. I also got a chance to just relax a bit and be with Seema, just talk to her. Also read Reader's Digest. So, you know, the thing about Reader's Digest is it talks to you about real life experiences. And one of the things that I read in Reader's Digest was this plane crash that took place in 89, you know. So, of which, you know, 25 passengers died and 52 survived. So, the story of those 52 passengers who survived the crash and what ordeal they went through. You know, it was very touching to read these stories. And then I also worked on solving a few quizzes, you know, which I was very proud of. I didn't think that I could solve these quizzes because I'm not a great solver. You know, these puzzles, I love to see how I can solve these puzzles. And I was very happy that I could solve most of them, you know. So that is another interesting aspect of reading Reader's Digest. It tests your brain, tests your intelligence a little more than usual. Then I read an article about Mallika Sarabhai and her work and the book she's written recently about her life and the things that she's gone through. You know, reading about life stories, about personalities, also gives you a lot of inspiration. You know, how they have overcome the challenges that they have faced in life and what is their view of life forward. And one thing that resonated me with Mallika Sarabhai is mindfulness and how she treats food as medicine. You know, very similar to my way of thinking. And I really liked her school of thought. You know, she's 69 years old, but she looks as young as a 36-year-old female. So, a lot of respect and love to her. And great to read about her. You know, all these things really help you grow as a person, because it just adds to your experiences, the vast experiences that you're gaining. So I would say my day went off pretty well. It was not as hectic that I was expecting it to be. The only disappointment I had was my GeoSIM is not activated. So hoping that happens in a few days' time, and hope the network is good. Well, folks, that's all I have for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you have a fantastic week ahead. Please do take care of yourself. Love and respect people around you. Stay strong, stay hungry. And yes, Om Shanti.